Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we've been able to spend worshiping you in song. Please let us draw near to you in worship as we approach the Lord's table tonight, remembering and proclaiming Christ's death until he comes. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have a Bible, please open it to 1 John chapter 2. It's the book of 1 John chapter 2. I'll start reading in verse 1. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Is the righteous advocate who turns away God's wrath against our sins. I'll say that again. Jesus is the righteous advocate who turns away God's wrath against our sins. Everyone in this room tonight is a sinner. The church is not a place for people who do not have sins, or for people who think they do not have sins. The church is a place for those who need forgiveness of sins. But I have good news from this passage for all the sinners here this evening as we prepare for communion. We learn from this passage Jesus' advocacy on our behalf. And Jesus is no mere lawyer, no mere sinner who pleads on our behalf before God. No, rather, Jesus is a righteous advocate. Jesus can go and plead his righteousness before his Father, and his Father is pleased with this righteousness. We also see here in verse 2 that Jesus himself is the propitiation for our sins. A propitiation is a religious sacrifice that turns away God's anger against our sins. And here we see that Jesus himself is that propitiation. Jesus did not send a propitiation or provide a propitiation or buy one for us or put one in the mail to us, but rather he himself became the propitiation. God himself, as a man, went to the cross to become that propitiation that we need, turning away God's wrath that he once justly held against us as sinners. Between the propitiatory work that Jesus did on the cross and his advocacy for us, well, we sinners have good news tonight. Jesus is the righteous advocate who turns away God's wrath against our sins. As we come to communion, I'd like you to examine yourself. Do you take your sin seriously? Are you trusting in this righteous advocate to plead for you before God the Father? Are you trusting in the propitiatory work of Jesus to turn away God's wrath against your sins? Are you living a life of repentance? If you are, then it would be our great pleasure if you joined us in communion tonight. If you are not, then please don't assume that you have access to this advocacy or propitiatory work apart from repentance and faith towards Christ. If you have not repented and trusted him, then please pass the tray on to the next person without taking the elements. There is no shame in doing this. And please talk to the person who brought you tonight about what all this means, or talk to me, or talk to one of the elders. As you prepare to take communion tonight, please reflect on Jesus, reflect on his cross, and reflect on how he is the righteous advocate who turns away God's wrath against our sins, and take communion on your own.